Today from the Ohio Newsroom, regulating short-term rentals.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Short-term rental companies like Airbnb and Vrbo have become mainstream for travelers. But some Ohio cities are regulating their expansion. Cleveland is considering creating a registry and imposing new taxes. Hocking Hills is debating adding noise regulations. And Bowling Green in Western Ohio has adopted a host of new measures. City Councilwoman Kathleen Dennis is here to explain. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kendall.
So some communities, they're requiring permits. Others are enacting moratoriums or using zoning regulations to ban these short-term rentals. What exactly is Bowling Green doing?
Well, we decided that we would create some regulations to help us keep track of the STRs that we have. We're going to have them register, and we're going to be collecting hotel taxes as well, because to make it equivalent to what the hotel cost is to stay at a hotel.
Why are those regulations necessary?
We'll be able to know who's operating and where, and if our emergency services need to go out, they'll be understood that it's an STR. And Bowling Green in particular has had a challenge for many, many long years in terms of moderately priced housing. A lot of our housing has been bought up. So this way, what we're doing is simply saying we're kind of validating the fact that it's being turned into a commodity. It's being turned into a business, and asking them to be good neighbors in our neighborhood.
So have these short-term rentals not been taxed before then?
No, not at the, there's been no hotel tax collected on them for the past several years. We've gone from a couple of STRs up to a little more than 50 in our immediate area. And that's quite a jump from what we had just a few years ago.
Many people across the state have spoken out against these local regulations. They say that short-term rentals are their livelihood. They're able to supplement their income or pay for childcare with the money they get from renting out their homes. That's not even to mention tourism dollars. Are you worried about the economic effect these regulations could have on your small city?
From what I can tell, most of the short-term rentals that are in this community are owned by people who don't live in this community. And so the money that they acquire is not spent in our community. I appreciate that they may have a use for that money in their life, but it's not of an economic value to Bowling Green if it's being spent elsewhere.
This has also been a point of conversation on the statewide level as well. There's one Republican lawmaker who's introduced a measure that would ban any sort of ban on short-term rentals. While on the flip side, there's another Republican legislator that's proposing new ways to tax these short-term rentals. Do you think the state needs to intervene on this issue?
In some ways, I feel like it should be left to the communities to do what they want to do with the STRs in their communities. So, and that's what BG chose to do. We are speaking out and saying to our neighbors and our neighborhoods, we do care about you and your health and well-being, your comfort and safety in your community. And if you don't want to have a lot of noisy parties next to you, you know, we're there. We got your back.
That's Kathleen Dennis. She's a councilwoman in Bowling Green. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.